Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Earth Energy Illumination News. My name is Jillian Grace, and I'm going to be bringing you up to date about all of the energy that will be occurring between the 4th of February, continuing forward until the 12th of February. Okay, so I'm going to do this in a little bit different format than I usually do. It's one thing that I'm being called to kind of adjust about these regular sessions that we've been having. And I also want to make sure that I cover a lot of the really important energy that's been coming through and a lot of what all of us have been experiencing and what I've been personally dealing with, both in my current sessions with people on a regular basis. A lot of us, the same topics are coming up, but we're also seeing this in the news. We're also seeing these themes like continuously rising. So I have a lot of energy about the just state of the world that's going on right now that I really want to discuss with you guys really quick before we do a little synopsis about the week. So we went through a pretty massive energy exchange, which happened in the month of January, and we did a lot of releasing, and then we entered a new cycle. This particular cycle is going to be a lot about coming into everything that we've learned, you know, being confronted by everything that we are trying to reboot, so to speak, or change around or release within ourselves. And in that process, there's going to be an uprising of energy that comes. So we spent a huge period of time going internally trying to figure out what was wrong. Now is the time to really put in focus what we've learned. We're not only going to be doing that, the earth is also going to be doing that. So expect that you're going to be seeing this on a global scale as well as a personal scale and kind of become a little bit more comfortable with it and a little bit more able to be open to identify it. A lot of us have been talking about how just dark things seem right now and how mean people seem to be and some unfortunate circumstances that seem to be coming up for people in droves and on a regular basis and how there's no fairness in that. So a lot of us seem to be focusing on this uprising that we're seeing of all this negative energy releasing, and we're being stuck there. We're focusing all of our energy onto it, and we're kind of becoming that negative energy. And I have to caution all of you about that. We're going to be experiencing, just like we are now, we're going to be experiencing people who choose to feed the side of their psyche that isn't filled with positive energy, that isn't a higher vibration. We're going to see them coming out, not being able to stand it anymore, just being angrier than you've ever seen them be, being more vindictive than you've ever experienced, you know, being even yourself. You might find yourself being on the other end of an altercation with someone who has been hiding that energy, so to speak, within them and has not addressed it. In order for anything to become addressed, it has to rise up. I mean, that's just the way things are. That's how things get released. They have to be recognized, uncovered, and healed, and then they're able to be let go of. So we're going to find ourselves in this pretty intense period of releasing, of maybe being surrounded by people who are releasing, and it's not comfortable. The most important thing that you have to do right now is trust your instincts. So before you decide that you are going to do anything major, like enter into an agreement with somebody to open a business, make sure that you pay really close attention to the energy of that person. Make sure that you pay close attention to what your instincts are telling you. You know, there was a time when we instinctually felt something wasn't a good idea and we would just move forward with it anyway. This is not that time. Now, all of the energy that we've honed, all of the energy that we have come to understand as our soul, every time we ignore that, we are going to be shown what a mistake it was to ignore that. And the only way to be able to tell when you are out and you're kind of entering into different agreements with people and you're interacting with different people and, you know, you have to make decisions about things. The only way to tell whether or not that decision is going to be a really beneficial one or one that is going to potentially walk you into more learning in life is going to be your instincts. So now more than ever, we're being called to go within and we're being called to trust what our heart is telling us. So everyone out there, if you're finding yourself after doing all of this incredible clearing to now just seem like, not necessarily that nothing is going right, because that's not the right verbiage, but to kind of feel like everybody around you, their negative energy is rising and you're kind of falling into situations where you feel like, my goodness, I can't believe this happened to me. I thought this guy was a really nice guy. And then A, B, and C happen. Or I really trusted my partner. I really trusted my workplace. And then all of a sudden they passed me over on this opportunity. And they also did a cut in my pay. If you're finding yourself in those situations, take a step back and ask yourself what your instincts were telling you. And also make sure that you're showing what you've learned, which is there's a reason for everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So if you find yourself on the other end of a situation that isn't so positive, it's also an opportunity for you to show, I've learned all of this. So this might have happened, but I know that there's going to be something that happens that's better. I know there's a different opportunity waiting out there for me. I am going to choose to trust as opposed to choose anger and choose control. We're kind of all being tested right now to see how we are going to interpret and how we're going to behave when faced with negative energy. So keep a close eye on that for yourself personally. It's really important to show how much you've grown as opposed to how human you are and how frustrated you can be and allow yourself to get stuck. That being said, I've got a lot of people that are calling me and they're really, you know, upset about personal situations in their life. Take a step back and fully evaluate those situations and don't get too caught up in them. Let them go, release. Everybody's releasing a lot of karma. So if you find yourself in a situation that isn't so positive right now, there could be karma from any time period you could possibly imagine that's clearing up. Also, we're being called to be true to ourselves. So those of you out there who stand behind something with all your heart, you're going to be challenged to stand behind that with all your heart. So if you say that you're Christian, but you're yelling and swearing and you hate people, that means that you aren't following what you're preaching. If you say that you live life as a Buddhist and you feel so strongly about the love of everyone around you, yet you hate the government and you hate everything it stands for, then you are being a hypocrite. If you say that you are strive for peace and strive for love, yet you want to picket about things that you hate and things that are unjust and things that make you angry, then you are doing nothing but feeding exactly what you hate. And the reason why you're doing that is because you have hate within you. So you are not being true to yourself. During this time period, if you are not being true, it is going to show up and is going to be on a silver platter in front of your face every time. So those of you out there who want to preach one thing and then behave in a different way, beware, because it's a major checks and balance point right now. The earth has no patience for it, and that energy is going to come back to you tenfold. So you either reevaluate and become what you're preaching, or you're going to find yourself falling victim to a lot of this negative energy that's flowing around right now. And I don't mean to seem abrupt, but in all of the appointments that I've had throughout the past couple weeks, and I've seen this energy brewing, and in my meditations, we are getting a call to action. So it's very important that we focus on not trying to fix everyone around us. We focus on becoming what we need to be, because that's how you really change the energy of the earth. You first adjust your vibration, and then you allow that vibration to spread to other people. It's not the other way around. We've been stuck in that mode for too long, but that's not how it works. So everybody out there, pay attention to what you stand for and make sure you stand for it. And don't talk about peace and love if you're going to go around and judge other people and you're going to think if they're not like you, then they're not worthy, because then you're being just the opposite. So be very careful with those things, because a lot of people are getting burned left and right. Really, you know, people that are really good in heart, but they have some prejudice left, or they have some anger left, or they have some judgment within them. Be very, very careful. Okay, so we're going to have an interesting week. We've already begun this week, actually. And we started with a new moon energy on the 4th that was firmly implanted within our grounding area or underneath the energy of Aquarius. So please Grounding this month is really important. This week, we're moving up the chakras. So we're going to slowly be filtering through as we move forward. So we're going to start off in a major grounding mode between the 4th and the 5th. That energy of Aquarius is going to be strong. And then we're going to move up to that energy within our sacral chakra. So that energy within Pisces will be one of the ruling energies that we have. So pay really close attention to your hormones. Pay really close attention to mood swings, things like that. That's going to be a very, very predominant thing coming with that second chakra. Also pay really close attention to feeling a little bit down and out, because sometimes if your energy is not fully clear, when it starts to come through in that Pisces energy, you kind of err on the side of being a little bit negative. So keep a close eye on that. Also, any hormonal things that you might have going on, anything that might seem out of balance as far as your hormones do go, that's going to really come up and be kind of explosive during those couple of days when Pisces energy is in balance towards kind of like that earlier midpoint of the week. So the 6th through the 8th is when that Pisces energy is going to be really, really strong. Then we're going to really flow into a really solid spot when we enter into Aries, which tends to be a little bit lighter. And only the 9th and the 10th are we going to get a little bit of a reprieve. Aries rules our solar plexus. It rules our ego. It rules what we believe we are here to be. So our egos are probably going to be challenged towards the end of this week. Then we're going to flow up to Taurus at the beginning of next week, which is going to be that heart chakra point. And Taurus always can be a little bit challenging when it comes to heart stuff, a little bit stubborn, a little bit angry. So we're going to be flowing up the chakras, but a lot of clearing. No matter where we are, though, in alignment of this week, we have a theme going on that's really important that I already spoke of. We have to pay really close attention to what we're being. From the energy that I'm receiving when I get when I'm doing my meditations and getting information to relay back to you, we're in a little bit of a troublesome spot. A lot of us are not being honest. A lot of us are, you know, at this point when we're being faced with adversity, we are being angry and being challenged and being hateful. We want to speak out against something as opposed to send positive energy towards something. We believe the state of the world is this absolute mess, yet we walk around angry and judging everything that we see, and we can't figure out why it's the mess that it is. So you've got to keep yourself in check. That was the most important theme. And it's almost like we had like this little checks and balance point within the energy of the universe. And the energy of the universe was like, we are nowhere near where we need to be. So we kind of went into more of a let's evaluate and let's make sure that we are going to be what we are here to be. That's the main theme that I'm receiving. So all of you, if you want to protect everything that you've created, then you've got to become what you're creating as opposed to the opposite and becoming part of the problem. That's been a huge theme for this past week for everybody. So pay close attention to it and try to be speaking with integrity and speaking from the heart and try to be that change that you are here to be. There was this beautiful quote that I read in one of the magazines that I received. And it was just beautiful because it came through this month. And I was like, that is exactly what's happening right now. And it went something similar to, don't be concerned about what the world is doing. You do what you're supposed to do so you can be who you are supposed to be in this world. And that quote kind of brought tears to my eyes because it was so timely with what's happening right now. I mean, I'm watching so many people claim to, you know, be these amazing, clear yogis who love themselves, yet they are, you know, judging people who aren't, judging people who don't, you know, do the things that they do, or speaking out very violently against some of the government and some things that are going on within our universe right now. And they don't understand that's the opposite. I actually watched an interview with a writer that is a famous writer who's wonderful and discusses a lot about peace and love and claims to be, you know, very, very deeply entrenched in Buddhism, and was just violently angry and talking about the state of the world and the leaders of the world. Those things don't go hand in hand. You feed such negativity, and the only thing you're going to reap from that is more negativity. So I'm seeing a lot of hypocrisy go on right now, which I guess I'm a little surprised with, because I know that we were going to be challenged about it, but I thought that many of us would be better at dealing with it. So we've got a little more checks and balance to do when it comes to that hypocrisy. So I urge all of you to spend the week paying close attention to if you're being what you want the people in the world to be. You know, if you see a piece of trash fly by you in the road, do you grab it? Do you remove it and throw it out? If you see an angry news story that makes you upset, do you get mad at the person who wrote it? Or do you join with the angry tone that it's taking? Or do you step back and understand that at this point, we need contrast in order to create balance? We were too far on one side. Now we're going to have to go too far on another side so that we can create balance. And not only that, things have to become uncovered. So these injustices have to be brought to the surface in order for them to be cleansed. So don't be angry at the process of the fact that they're being brought to the surface. Be grateful and filled with love that we're getting the opportunity to see things that need to be changed, because there's always been many things that need to be adjusted. That's how we got into this mess, but we never paid attention and we never saw it and we never trusted our instincts. We are not allowed to do that anymore, or else we're not going to have a world to live in, because we are, you know, we're kind of destroying the world that we stand on. So we either have to become more truthful, more filled with love, and more trusting of our own instincts and stop giving our beliefs to other people to run away with, or else we're in trouble. So all of you out there, please, keep a close eye this week. And if you find yourself on the other end of something unjust, decide that you're going to move above it and you're going to release and you're just going to let go and you're not going to become hate and filled with anger. If you think something's happening to you that shouldn't be, it may be an adjustment within your energy field or within your own karmic cycle that needs to be fixed. If you find that someone doesn't believe the way that you do, then choose to love them. Because every great leader before you, regardless of what religious belief system you buy into, had that to say. Love all people. It doesn't matter if you follow this or that or that. Love everyone, because we're all the same. Okay, so I apologize. It's a little bit of an urgent message. I had a pretty intense meditation throughout this week, so I struggled all week to decide how I should present it to you guys without seeming so abrupt. But in the end, there was really no way to candy coat it. So all of you, we are in this together. Please, there is no such thing as slipping up right now. Keep yourself in check and decide which side of yourself you want to feed. Do you want to feed the negative side or do you want to feed the positive side? I'm going to place on my blog a beautiful synopsis of, and I think I did it last month or last week too, of the two wolves, which is an ancient Indian concept, which it really speaks a lot to what side of yourself that you want to feed right now. So I'm going to place a link to that. And any of you, if you have any questions or any issues, please send me an email. My email address is thespiritthatisyou@gmail.com. Remember, grounding is important this week. We're moving up the chakras, but more important than anything, start making some changes and stop looking around and trying to figure out what you want to pick on. Pick on the inside and create beauty from there, and then you'll see it on the outside. Otherwise, there's no reason to even try. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of the Earth Energy Illumination News. My name is Jillian Grace, wishing you lots of love and light.